Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, and not to forget about the truckers out there, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done, delivering what needs to be delivered across America. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can find us on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to save some money on and whatnot, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now to start out the hour, anxiously awaiting him on the porch, ours is the group. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There they are. Yep. And by the way, we have some new people on the porch tonight that were, their arms were twisted to going over there. We've got some sort of convention, in town next door here, and, there's a lot of good looking women over there. I don't know what that's all about.
Wow. Well, but we're glad to hear them there on the porch there, as we do. Glad to be here. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go over in the bar to check it out because I just don't do bars. Sorry. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, got a question for you.
Okay.
Who's buying Hunter's paintings?
Well, that's a good question, Captain, because we don't know who's buying Hunter's paintings. But who is ever buying Hunter's paintings can't be buying them because they're fantastic paintings. I think we can establish that.
The first painting he sold went for $150,000 at the gallery where they're being displayed.
Yes, that's true. And so, again, Captain, typically, especially, you know, it's a pretty unique position to be the son of the President of the United States and to be selling paintings like this to anonymous people does beg the question about, you know, what's going on.
Well, I want you to listen to this statement made yesterday by the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She assured reporters on Friday that anyone who purchases art from President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, will remain anonymous to all parties to avoid the appearance of influence peddling. Wow. Now, here's the quote. Of course he has the right to pursue an artistic career, just like any child of a president has the right to pursue any career, she said. Now, I love that part of it. Then, here's what the critics are saying. They fear the peddling of access to the White House will be the result anyway, regardless of the promised safeguards, because people aren't going to buy those paintings because they think they're good. They really aren't.
Well, Captain, what would happen if this was Eric Trump, Laura Trump, any of the Trumps, anybody associated with Donald Trump, when he was in office doing these kinds of things, and the press secretary would just come out and say, nope, it's all anonymous, and move along, nothing to see here. Do you think for a minute that people, in the media especially, would just accept that? Well, of course not. And that's what Jen Psaki is asking us all to do at this point.
Yes, and this is Jen Psaki, not the drink, Jen Psaki, the press secretary.
That's right. But she actually expects, and a lot of the folks in the press room will actually go, okay, good enough for me. All right, next question.
They already have.
Exactly.
And this is nuts because you know that it's influence peddling. You know it is.
Well, sure. I mean, how could you not have the appearance of some kind of peddling or influence or impropriety based on the idea of the anonymous buyers? In fact, there should be more of a sunlight thing on this, but of course, we're dealing with the Biden administration, so all bets are off.
And he's got one painting that apparently they're asking $500,000 for. We'll see who buys that one.
Yeah, I guess it's a good gig if you can get it, Captain.
Yeah. Now, I want to mention something quickly here about the price of oil. Now, during the week, very quietly, the price of oil dropped. Don't ask me why. It was very high last week. It was at its highest level, wholesale price of gasoline and diesel coming out of the refineries as it had been in 8 years. And the price of oil per barrel was up, futures was up as high as it had been in 8 years. Well, it dropped down this week until yesterday. Now we're back where we were again. And we're just $15 a barrel shy on the futures market of that $100 a barrel price that the Iranians want so desperately. And, of course, any oil-producing company at this point would take $100 a barrel for oil because that's money in their pocket, right?
That's right. Yep.
And if they were making money at $40 a barrel, they sure as hell are making money at where the price is right now, $74.56 West Texas crude, and Brent is $75.55. So they're certainly making money at that now, aren't they?
Well, of course they are. Absolutely.
And what the problem is that the price at the pump right now, because we're just one penny below the highest price for wholesale price for gasoline without the tax added in the last decade, $2.29 a gallon, and diesel is at $2.16 a gallon. And again, I saw diesel well over $3 a gallon in my backyard yesterday, which never should be higher than the price of gasoline ever. It's cheaper to produce. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, who's waiting to be heard again on the radio. I'll make this quick because this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor, and the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot have allowed me to be a spokesman for them and an endorser of their product because I use it, and I've been using it now for just about 6 years. Now, it's part of my daily integrated health plan because of the problems that I have with the swelling in my left foot and ankle and leg, and I have to take it every day, at least twice a day. If I don't, my leg starts to swell. Now, yesterday morning was a perfect example. For some reason, after I got off the radio and went home, my leg started to swell up. I took the Relief Factor. Boom. Stopped. Started a pain. That stopped. And it was great the rest of the day until I took it later that night, which actually would have been last night about midnight, which is what I usually do. And I'm doing fine right now. But the reason for that is because of the combination of ingredients that's in it, all natural. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and goes right straight to the source of the pain to help lower or even eliminate it. You'd be surprised. You might hit some other pains, and it'll take care of that. I found that out, too. Your back, your legs, your arms, whatever the deal is. And I'll tell you what. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that will support the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. And, of course, it supports the healing process and healthy joints and muscles. Now, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's how you start, the 3-week quick start for $19.95. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try. See what it does for you. And you don't have to do anything after 3 weeks. You'll automatically get it sent to you. That'll work out that way. And that's how that goes. Now, if it doesn't work, and if I don't hear that many cases where it doesn't, you're only out $20. Best part is, of course, it is tax deductible. Keep records of what it is you spend, and it's all tax deductible. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to say hello to Sondi in the chat room.
Yes, I see. Yeah,
she just gave us a thumbs down on the Hunter Biden paintings. she isn't going to pay that kind of money either. Oh,
nope.
God. Hey, listen, before we get started, we had something. It's kind of an anomaly that happened this week, and I'm very proud of this, and I didn't expect to see this, but, you know, we get numbers every week of our listenership from the different sources that we have out there on the Internet and, of course, the terrestrial radio and whatnot, and we get them because of our syndicator. We get them because of some of the affiliates that we're on and the services that they subscribe to, plus the podcast. We see those numbers every day. Poor CNN and even poor MSNBC. Have you heard?
Yes, I have.
Over the past week, CNN has yet to hit 1 million listeners a day. They're way down in their listenership. MSNBC's in the toilet. And three times this past week, in all 7 days with MSNBC, three times this week, we beat CNN. And all 7 days, we beat MSNBC, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. We've had more listeners than either one of those two networks. And I want to just thank you. Thank the people that keep listening to this show and keep telling their friends and neighbors all around the country, all around the world. God bless you. We're doing the best we can to give you what you want, and that's news.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Thanks to everybody who's, again, making this the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, and it is really something. How sweet it is, Captain.
Truer words are never spoken. Okay, well, a couple of commands ago, we had a general by the name of Jeffrey Schlosser, who was in Afghanistan, and he's now retired. He served in Afghanistan, of course, and he says that Americans should be proud of their military service and sacrifice there. Well, that's absolutely true, and every time I see somebody in uniform or wearing something military and I ask them if they served, they tell me yes, and I shake their hand and say, thank you very much. We appreciate you, especially the ones I see in a wheelchair and whatnot, because they're the ones that I really try to relate to, because I understand. I feel their pain from what happened to me, but anyway, he predicted, and this is really pathetic, and this is really going to irk some people the wrong way. He predicted the Taliban will soon take a very large victory lap in that country as they take complete control of the country, and I have no doubt that that's going to be what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think he's exactly right about this, and especially, Captain, we know that the Afghani army, whatever there is of it, not up to this job in any way, shape, or form, I hate to say. And the Taliban are simply going to just run amok. There's no doubt. And the warlords as well, the tribal issues will all return, and it will be a very, very bad day, unfortunately, in Afghanistan.
And what did we see yesterday at Bagram with the Taliban when they came driving into the base there? What did we see? What was leading the way?
Well, they were coming in with the tanks and the Humvees and so forth.
And an MRAP. That MRAP is one of the bomb-resistant vehicles that they've used to go out and take a squad of soldiers along with them somewhere in the bomb tech. And if they get hit a bomb, it generally doesn't destroy the vehicle because it's built the way that it is. But they will clear the road with that, but they'll also use it for cover when they get attacked, and it's quite the vehicle. It's quite the vehicle.
Well, of course, that's right. And again, these are likely, gotten from Afghani army troops that
ran away.
Exactly.
Yep, they gave up their post, and that's how they wound up with them. And now that they're in Bagram, they'll wind up with some other stuff, because the first place they went that we saw them go to was where the ammunition was being stored in the bunkers.
That's right.
Yep, they opened up the doors and there was a pallet of ammunition in them.
That's exactly right. And you know, Captain, what Afghanistan was like prior, obviously, to 2001, of course, became the place where bin Laden could train, where the terrorist organization Al-Qaeda at that time could plan the 9/11 attacks, for example. They had safe haven there. And the people in Afghanistan were also under the thumb of the Taliban. You know, this is a major, and also the Taliban would do other things. They would destroy, you know, sacred religious sites and so forth. They were just absolutely on a tear. And that's just putting it, you know, mildly. It was not good. And it's, unfortunately, we're going to see a repeat of that.
Who is going to run Afghanistan now?
Well, obviously, I think it's going to be a combination of warlords and tribal leaders, basically.
That's it in a nutshell right there. They're going back to the warlords and tribal leaders, where one province has one group and another province has another and so on and so forth. It'll be that way all around the country, and the Taliban may or may not allow that to slide as long as they're operating by Sharia law, which is what they want.
Right. And by the way, that you don't have a choice when it comes to the Taliban or this kind of thing. You have to do what they say. There is no decision to be made on that. You
right.
simply must follow.
Now, newly surfaced emails are showing direct connections amongst the U.S. health agency, headed at the time by Dr. Anthony Fauci, EcoHealth Alliance, and Chinese scientists. Now, the recently exposed documents also show that researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China were scrambling to find disinfectant and asked the National Institutes of Health for help to try to get the product that they couldn't seem to find in China sent to them. And the NIH did just that, direct communication via Dr. Fauci back and forth. He knew what was going on back long before we heard a word.
Well, that's right. That's certainly what it seems to be. Judicial Watch had obtained some 301 pages of emails, you know, regarding all these kinds of things, and the grants that went to this EcoHealth Alliance and eventually made its way over to Wuhan, basically. And they were looking at things like understanding the risk of bat coronavirus emergence.
Right.
So they were working on these kinds of things, and that, Captain, tells me that there's a lot more evidence now that this came out of a lab. It wasn't Bruce the Bat who flew around one day and suddenly everybody got the coronavirus. It's that they were looking at this. They were looking at gain of function. They were doing these things, and something happened one way or another. It got out on purpose or it got out by accident, but it got out.
We know that they were sending laboratory samples back and forth between China and the state of Burma in the United States, because one of the people that got caught at the airport in Boston, Massachusetts, had lab samples with him bound for China. And they caught him trying to leave the country with him, trying to sneak it through customs. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, the Chinese Army was involved in all this, too. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.
President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday, in a Friday phone call, that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure, the White House said.
The United States expects when ransomware operation is coming from his soil, even though it's not sponsored by the state, expect him to act.
A fire engulfed a food and beverage factory outside Bangladesh's capital, killing at least 52 people, many of whom were trapped inside by an illegally locked door, fire officials said Friday. The blaze began Thursday night at the five-story Hashim Foods Limited factory, sending huge clouds of black smoke billowing into the sky. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And again, I'm very proud and honored that he chose me to be one of his endorsers. He looked me up. He's been listening to the show. He told me when I met him over the weekend that he's been listening to my show for several years, and he finally reached out to me realizing that we have a large overnight audience, and it also had the possibility that he might be able to add some more sales, which is what he thought. And he is. You people are supporting Mike Lindell. Now, all you got to do is go to his website, MyPillow.com. That's it, MyPillow.com. And take a look at all the stuff that he's got there, and you'll see that it asks for a promo code to get the reduced prices that are there, that are advertised. But you can't do it without a promo code. Well, the promo code is simply CAPTAIN. One word, CAPTAIN. That's me. And you use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll save all kinds of money. Like, for example, the MyPillow Premium Pillows, the pillow that made him famous, is now the lowest price ever. You save $40 on the price of the pillow, $29.98, and it's completely guaranteed. And I'll tell you what, it's the most comfortable pillow I have ever slept on. Got rid of my neck pain, the headaches I had every now and then, all that stuff. I got myself a mattress topper because I didn't want to get a mattress, and I said, well, I think I'll try the mattress topper and see what happens. I'll be darned if it isn't the most comfortable night's sleep I ever had. I've got the Jesus Ginza sheets, too, that I put on there, and it's like sleeping on silk. My God. But it's tremendous. And all this stuff I saved a bunch of money with because I used the promo code CAPTAIN. And all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code CAPTAIN, or you can call them right now at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 and get the answers to any questions and place your order over there. Now, I found something out, and I did not realize this, but my Twitter account was hacked a while ago, and I forgot about something. So my Twitter account for Ben, who was asking about it, is at CAPTMATTBRUCER1, at Captain, abbreviated Matt Bruce, the letter R, 1. That's my Twitter account. And you'll see things that are posted there every day. But that's because the other one got hacked back in, I think it was 2020 or 20. I'm going to bring Kyle into this. 2020 or 2021. You remember when all that stuff happened?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, what a pain in the you know what that was.
Yes, no kidding.
Yeah, but we got it taken care of finally after all that. So that's for Ben. And, Ben, I appreciate you listening to us. He's listening to us up there, I believe, in Maine. Is where he's at right now. I think that's where he's at. He says, be strong, be of good courage, long live our republic, God bless America. We sure as hell need that. Okay, well, you're right, Ben, and I agree. So, back to what we were talking about here, only we're going to change gears a little bit. First of all, the death toll in the collapse of the Miami area condo building has risen to 79 as of yesterday. And it's a number that the mayor yesterday called heartbreaking, which is the understatement of the year, right?
Yes, of course.
And, of course, the one firefighter that unfortunately found their child in the midst of this deceased, and that's also terrible. But it's the 16th day looking for victims in the rubble. Another 62 people remain unaccounted for. And why they found so many right off the bat is pretty simple. It's because they had a they're lifting the floors up, the big concrete off the floors.
Right.
And in doing so, they're getting the large amount of victims that, for the most part, I'm being told by my brother and sister firefighters on the scene, are actually still in their beds.
Yes, as everything seemed to have collapsed one floor upon another.
They had no idea what was happening.
Exactly right. And so now they have recovered significantly more victims, the bodies of the victims, and but they are obviously, Captain, they are pledging to stay there until they clear every single piece of debris, and that every family will have some kind of closure. They need to identify the victims, obviously.
Well, that's what they do. That's what fire department and rescue people do when they get into a situation like that. So, you know, nothing uncommon there, so to speak.
Right, and it's just a job that they're willing to do. It takes a great toll as well, and but the families, obviously, they're looking for comfort. They're looking for closure, and you've got a lot of people working very, very hard to try to provide that for them.
Yeah, very much so. Now, something else that's utterly unacceptable was a judge yesterday blasted the Washington, D.C. jail where one of the defendants is currently being held, a nameless defendant, for not allowing the January 6th Capitol defendant access to the evidence as to what the person was charged with.
Well,
his
sure.
attorney could not get any information.
Well, right. Well, you see, in this country, in the United States of America, we call that due process.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not something that can be taken away simply because, you know, it exists there for anyone who's ever accused of a crime. And so, obviously, we may not like what somebody did, we disagree with what they did, and so forth, but if we don't apply the due process evenly, then our system breaks down.
Right. And it is what it is, and I guess hopefully we'll get that straightened around sooner rather than later. We talked about that at length
the other day at lunch when we did the Have Lunch with the Captain over at the Mix and Scroside Cafe over there in Bradenton. Great conversation. You know, we have some tremendous conversations at lunchtime with these lunches we have.
Oh, I know. I've heard that. That's amazing.
Now, something else. The CDC updates for mask guidelines for K-12 schools now. They strongly recommend a vaccination for the children now, again. And they're recommending, especially in your state, that in order to come back to school, everybody wears a mask.
Well, I think, yeah, the governor here, they're announcing that everybody in
that's what he said yesterday.
That's right. Everybody has to wear a mask. And they're couching it in this kind of phraseology, Captain. They're saying, that way we're going to treat all students the same, regardless if they're vaccinated or not. And then also talking about that schools can't really provide the 3-foot social distancing idea in the classrooms. But again, Captain, I got to tell you, there are so many school kids, and especially as you get up into the high school age and so forth, this is going to be a devastating blow to their morale, looking forward to try to get back to some sense of normalcy. And so this is going to play in, I think, into the recall effort to a great degree. You're going to have a lot of kids and a lot of parents who are going to say, wait a minute. If people are vaccinated, especially the older kids,
well,
why do they have to wear a mask?
I'm going to go there right now, the recall election. The recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom in California is scheduled to be held on September the 14th, and the recall election will present voters with two questions. Number one, the first will ask whether Newsom should be recalled. And number two, the second will ask who should succeed Newsom if he's recalled, with a list of names on there, candidates. Now, here's the latest. Are you ready?
Yep.
It's widely believed, and we heard yesterday here at Salem Radio, that national syndicated host Larry Elder will announce his candidacy on Monday.
Well, that is really something. We've been hearing some rumblings about this. Now, if Larry Elder does in fact throw his hat into the ring and runs for governor of California, that is going to be a stupendous thing. And I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
Yep.
And talking about these specific issues in California in the way that only Larry Elder can. He's very well versed in what's happening here in California, obviously.
Yep. And for you listeners over in Orlando, Florida, the other bonus to this is the person that will take Larry Elder's place is your local host over there, Carl Jackson from Salem, Orlando.
Oh, that's right. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Well, this is going to be a huge dynamic change, I think, because Larry Elder is going to be able to, as I said, speak to all these issues, and I think it's going to make Gavin Newsom quake in his boots a little bit.
Right, because, again, he's a very prominent figure, national figure. He's been polling his audience for the last couple of weeks, and I guess he liked what he heard, so onward and upward.
Well, that's right. California needs somebody like Larry Elder to do this.
Well, they need anybody other than Newsom. All right. Voters overwhelmingly believe that fake news is a problem. When we can't do it when we come back because we're going to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Maybe we'll have time when we get done here. All right. Hold on. We got more coming back, and Kyle Warren, too. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report right around the corner. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
They got Obama fault!
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It makes mine and that. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will take it away, Mr. Kyle Warren. By the way, this is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up right now. And, of course, it's a long-standing regular segment on the program. We do it at this time during hour number one, hour number two. And if we need it again, we do it in hour number four, depending on what's going on. Now, I will tell you that we still have Elsa way up there in New England going up and away and out of country. But we got a lot of other things going on, too. So we'll get to that right after we get to this. I'll tell you what. This song is 25 years old, and I'm sure you're going to remember it. This is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. right. That's from the movie by the same name, That Thing You Do. You remember that, Kyle?
I do.
You remember who the band manager was?
Well, that was Tom Hanks.
That's right. Tom Hanks was in that movie. But a lot of people don't remember that. And by the way, that group just had a got together and did a reunion before the lead guitarist. He was very sick at the time. He had cancer, and he passed away about a month or so after they did the reunion song, because they did the same song again for the 25th year reunion here. I don't know. I guess it was several months ago, but he did pass away. I don't have his name in front of me, but, you know, they had quite a run there, though, that bunch.
Well, yeah, it was a great movie, and that song, of course, just seemed to really captivate, and how they got to that song in the movie was a great part of that whole story. So
it was absolutely a sign of the times. That was the music back in the day.
Right.
All right, now, a slow-moving frontal boundary will bring showers and storms from the Ohio Valley to the plains this weekend, and a few storms could be severe, and flood watches are also in effect. There might be some tornadoes in this, too, right now. There have been tornado watches and warnings along the Mississippi River Valley today, and we'll get into that here in a minute. Now, tropical downpours over parts of the southeast or Texas are possible. It's still doing its thing there, and gradually, by Saturday, it might slow up a little bit. But in the meantime, we got the heat out west. And, of course, way up in New England tonight, we have got the remnants of Elsa going into Nova Scotia and gone for good. It'll be a tropical thought about depression and then just a disturbance as it goes up through Nova Scotia tonight. And go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west, of course, more record-breaking heat is on the agenda, unfortunately, for a lot of parts of the west. This is pretty notable, though. Death Valley could go as high, we understand, as 132 degrees.
Good God.
Yes, so we're going to watch that very carefully.
That'll kill the mosquitoes.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Lizards, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's definitely going to be very hot. California almost completely under excessive heat warning. We've got excessive heat watches up in northern Montana. If you're up on U.S. Highway 2 tonight near Malta, Glasgow, Fort Peck area, that's what you're going to be dealing with. This is north of Billings. Near Helena, we've got fire weather watch. Again, that's low humidity, very low humidity, maybe as low as 8%. Gusty winds up to 30 miles an hour. Spokane, Washington now back on the map with a heat advisory there. Could be triple digits. Boise, Idaho. The list goes on. Southern Idaho, Southern Oregon as well. Almost all of Nevada, certainly our friends in Reno, Carson City. Las Vegas right now, Captain, and Las Vegas Strip is going to be 101 degrees if they're out there walking around the Strip tonight. And throughout the weekend, could be as high as 114 degrees. Also, taking a look at Phoenix, right now 97, but that's also going to be in the high triple digits over the weekend, maybe 111 degrees. So you get the idea that wherever you're traveling out west tonight, be careful, have plenty of water, check your radiator, and hopefully the air conditioning is going to be turned on as you're trucking down the road.
Well, here we go. Nebraska, not to be left out of it. You've got a thunderstorm watch and warning going on for the central part of Nebraska, I-80, about 50 to 75 miles through the middle of the state there. And then north-south down U.S. 75 down into the northern part of Kansas, I-70. You're going to pick up a thunderstorm warning about 150 miles west of Kansas City. It's going to go right into Kansas City. It's going to go right into Missouri. And then get this one, Kyle. You've got tornado watches, not warnings yet, but tornado watches across a lot of I-70 tonight, all the way over to St. Louis and south of St. Louis. As we speak right now, you've got flood warnings north of I-70 up in the southern part of Iowa and the western part of Illinois. You've also got more thunderstorm warnings right now in the southern part of Illinois and the southeastern part of Missouri and going into the western part, northwestern part of Kentucky. The weather's going to get a little rough there over the next several hours, so be advised. Now, up in Minnesota, north and east of the Twin Cities, you've got a dense fog advisory. So Duluth, you're fogged in up there, and as well as about 100 miles west on the Canadian border. Now, moving over, and I'll go right up to the northeast because we do have the remnants of ELSA, which have gone now up into Nova Scotia, and they're gone out of the U.S. All we've got is a gale warning up along the main coast right now, and that's about it there. And then down in South Texas again, from about Corpus Christi all the way down to McAllen. Now, this time it doesn't go as far up the Rio Grande Valley as the original flood watch did and warning, but it's still raining. You still got flood watches. You still got flood warnings from McAllen, Texas, all the way up pretty much to Corpus Christi, Texas, with no gaps in between, and that's what we've got. Now, that being said, perfect time if you're running into some of the bad weather we told you about to find a Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there, get yourself some fuel, get yourself some food. Maybe you need some supplies in the store, get that too, and become a member of the Drivers Club if you're not already a member, because you're going to get points, and the points you're going to get are going to be able to be used for whatever you want, either in the Drivers Club catalog or in the store. You get so many points off this, so many points off that. It's like getting a discount, right, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. You can also, as you're a member of the Drivers Club, download the app, and that is the My Rewards Plus app, and you can download that easily. You can track your rewards and get other savings as well. Also, at the pilotflyingj.com website, you can use their location finder. So wherever you're traveling across the U.S., whether you're a pro driver or if you're an RVer, check out your location. You'll find the nearest Pilot or Flying J close to you. You can plan your trip accordingly that way.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, they are the largest truck stop chain in the country right now, and they're growing. They're adding more new Flying J's. They're converting some of the pilots over to Flying J's, and some of the pilots are being redone. It's a pretty nice place to go. You'd be surprised. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, are coming back with hour number two of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. Tell a friend, and we'll just keep growing the audience like we've been. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Why shotgun?
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.